Welcome to The Man Chair, where two guys debate their best of lists in sports, TV, movies, music, and more. Our co-hosts, Brian Page and Jason Rogers, are lifelong friends who grew up three houses apart. They won the childhood lottery, being kids in a small Midwest town playing sports from sunup to sundown before social media was a thing. So sit back in your man chair, go back in time to when life was more simple, and join us as we debate our best of lists each week. And be sure to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with suggestions for the next episode. Now on to the show. Welcome to the Man Chair Podcast. We are really excited today to talk about our top five, or the top five, one-hit wonders. Jason, are you ready to get going? How you doing today, buddy?
I'm ready to go. I'm doing pretty good. Before we get started, I might have an apology to make to our listeners. I was looking at our Facebook page, and I was looking at the Will Ferrell post. Did you have any idea Will Ferrell was so polarizing? I thought everybody loved him.
I did not know Will Ferrell was polarizing.
But, I mean, it got a bunch of traffic, a bunch of people putting their top five Will Ferrell movies, and there were, I don't know, about 100 responses, and not one single person wrote down Zoolander. I could not believe it. That's all I was doing was skimming the posts to find one other person other than me that liked Zoolander, and there was not one.
Well, I got to say, that's the least shocking thing I've heard all week.
Zoolander was a good movie. I'll stand by it, but yeah, that shocked me. Not one person. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way. I apologize. Maybe Zoolander's not that great.
Well, apology accepted. Hopefully you've redeemed yourself to some of our listeners. Yeah. You've redeemed yourself to me. But today we have an exciting episode, and I want to lay out my personal criteria for selecting my top five one-hit wonders. And my criteria was very simple. The band had to produce one number one hit without producing any more that hit the top 40. And I have to say, that criteria was pretty restrictive. Jason, what was your criteria?
They just had to have a hit single, and I didn't know any other songs by the person. I mean, just a true one-hit wonder. I mean, they had a song everybody knows, and then that was it.
Okay. So they might have been, it might have hit number three in the top 40 or that. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. And I have seen your list. You have some great stuff. Your top two are lights out. However, before we begin, I have an opening question for you and for the listeners.
Okay.
I'm going to name a band and set the over under on the number of their number one hits at three.
Okay.
After I'm done reading through the list, I'll tell you which bands were over three number one hits, which bands had exactly three number one hits, and which bands had less than three number one hits.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. AC/DC.
Am I supposed to say over or under?
Yeah.
Number one
hits. Or right on. Three
Man,
number.
They had a bunch of hits. I don't know how many hit number one. I'm going to say, oh, they're right on. So you're telling me. Okay. I thought I was guessing.
No. It could have been over three, under three, or right on three.
So they were right on three?
No. This is the kind of thinking that comes from someone who liked Zoolander. No. So you have to tell me whether or not you believe AC/DC.
Right on three.
Okay. Bruce Springsteen.
He's had over three.
Grateful Dead.
Under.
Green Day.
Under.
Jimi Hendrix.
Under.
Journey.
Under. It's hard to be number one.
Kiss.
Under.
Led Zeppelin.
I want to say under. I'll say right on.
Okay. Metallica.
Under.
Ozzy Osbourne.
I would say under.
The great Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam? I'm going to say right on three.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Man, I don't know if under the bridge. I'm going to say under.
REM.
Right on three.
Rush.
Under.
Sting.
Under.
Last one, Tom Petty.
Man, Tom Petty was, I was over just because I haven't said over in a while, in a long time.
Okay. So listeners, here are the answers. Zero, none, not one, not one. Number one hit was produced by any of those bands. None.
They didn't have one number one song?
Not one.
Wow. That's, yeah, that's surprising.
I was beside myself. I don't know if this says how hard a number one hit is or how bad the general's population's taste is in music, but nevertheless, are you ready to get started?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I have to put a plug in for the Dre and Smiley Inner Circle podcast. I was a guest there a month or two ago. These guys are great. Their podcast is a dynamic platform where diverse voices converge through insightful conversations. Guests spanning from entrepreneurs to activists share their unique experiences, fostering discussions on resilience, creativity, and perseverance. Each episode invites listeners to join this inclusive community, exploring the depth of human wisdom and insight. Again, that's the Dre and Smiley, The Inner Circle podcast. Have a listen. Okay, Jason, why don't you start with your number five?
Okay, my number five, I'm going to say this right off the bat. These five songs, I love every one of them. They're not the five most played number one hit or one hit wonders of all time. But these are my five favorite one hit wonders. So that being said, number five, I have Whip It by Devo. They were formed in 1973. They're from Akron, Ohio. I didn't know that until I started reading about them.
Really? I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they're from Akron. But Whip It came out on, it was actually their third album called Freedom of Choice. And it's really, I don't know, it's a weird song, but the reason I love it so much is I was 4 or 5 years old, and that was my favorite song. And everybody used to get a huge kick about when that song came on, and I would get up and start singing Whip It. I still remember my parents laughing at me as I sang it. And then the music video came out.
Do they have a video?
No, they did not have video of that. And then the music video came out on MTV, and it's so weird. And I loved the little red cone hats they were wearing in the music video. Yeah. And I just watched it again for the first time in years, the music video, right before we got on here. And it makes no sense. I don't know what's going on. But Whip It by Devo was my number five.
So my number five spent 14 weeks at number one. 14 weeks on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart, becoming one of the longest runs atop the top 100 chart in history. So it is out of obligation. I included this song, but I refuse to play it because chewing thumbtacks like bubblegum is less painful for me than listening to this song. They are 75-year-old men today. They're still performing it.
Paige,
what do you think?
It's the Macarena. Is that what it is?
That's the and I hate the song. I mean,
why did you put it on your top five if you don't even like it?
How can we have a top five one-hit wonder?
All right,
and not include the song that was number one for 14 straight weeks, and they never produced anything else. So
we could have mentioned it beforehand.
No, I think that the what's important is that we both had slightly different criteria, and your songs are better. Yeah, I mean, you came in smoking hot with your suggestions here. Okay,
what was your number four? I don't mind the Macarena. I mean, I like the Macarena when they play it at weddings. Jesus. It's like one of only two songs I can get up and actually dance to. The Macarena and the Chicken Dance.
Do you know what you're doing to yourself? We are recording right now. You really like that song?
I'm not going to lie. No, I didn't say I like the song. I appreciate the song for what it is. I can actually participate in the dance. And that's about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be completely honest.
Okay. All right. Moving on now. Your number four.
My number four is What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Okay, that's a solid pick.
Yeah.
What took you there?
It came out, when was it? Came out in 1993, and that was
smack dab
in the middle of the MTV era for me. So I was seeing the music video over and over and over again. And I mean, this, it's a good song, but it's by Four Non Blondes, and I don't know of any other song that they ever put out. But they were together from 89 to 94. The only person I know in the band was Linda Perry, and I know her more for writing songs. She's written songs for like Pink and Adele and James Blunt and Christina Aguilera.
Wow.
But she was also married to Sarah Gilbert, who played Darlene in your favorite sitcom, Roseanne.
No, what, that? You're coming in just on fire. That is some solid research.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, they got married, had a kid together. I don't think they're together anymore. But yeah, I thought that was a pretty good fact. But yeah, Four Non Blondes, what's up? I mean, it's a great song. I like it a lot.
So let's see if you recognize my number four. So that's right. I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. This was the debut single for the band Cutting Crew. It was the first thing that they ever released. It went straight to number one. And literally everything else that they ever released bombed so badly.
But that song's so good.
They didn't even release a second album.
Oh, really?
Their first song straight to number one. That's it. It was like a rocket ship that exploded.
Hey, they were here for a good time, not a long time.
It is a good song.
I gotta say, I have weird taste. My wife hates my taste in music. I love 80s. I mean, 60s, 70s, and 80s music is what I love listening to. So all these older songs are right up my alley.
Okay. Well, what was your number three?
My number three is Take On Me by A-ha.
I almost included this. I went back and forth. And when I was doing research, I didn't know how awesome their video was.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I like it a lot. I used to stay at my Aunt Debbie's a lot. And she had two daughters, my two cousins. And they were really into MTV and music. So every time we went down there, that's all we did was watch MTV and listen to music and watch movies. And that video was played over and over and over again. And if you haven't seen it, I mean, it's a really cool video for the time. It's hand drawing with pencil mixed in with live action. The music video doesn't make sense to me. It's race cars and some girl looking through the mirror at a guy, pencil drawing of a guy. But A-ha with Take On Me, that was my number three. And more for the nostalgia of the music video, but I like the song a lot.
This is a quick reminder to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with topic suggestions for the next episode. Now back to the show. So my number three is the spokesperson for Cards Against Humanity's ASPAC.
I don't know what that is.
Here it is, folks. I work in a fix soul sisters. I want to get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I got to be straight when I say I want to till the break of dawn. Yes, you heard that correctly. Sir Mix-a-Lot with Baby Got Back.
That's another great song, Brian. I like all the songs on your list.
I have to say, I have never listened to that song on my own. For whatever reason, maybe it was, I don't know if it was our age, but I feel like whenever we went out to like the bars or whatever, that song would be played at one point or the other if there was anywhere where people were dancing.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just like the memories of that. I don't know. All right. Yeah. So
one of my wife's best friend's name is Becky. And every single time I hear her say that name, that's all I think about is, oh my God, Becky, in the start of that song.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Or what was your number two?
My number two is Jump Around by House of Pain.
What a great pick. That is a great pick.
I can't believe. Well, you had different criteria than I did.
That's the only reason I couldn't pick that.
Every time that song comes on the radio, I sing every word to it. It might not be the right lyric, but I'm singing with my whole heart. Came out in, was it 92? The self-titled debut album, 92. Yeah, 1992. Yeah, great song. Everlast. I mean, he had more hits, but that was after House of Pain. What was that song? What It's Like. I'm pretty sure that hit number one, What It's Like did. And Jump Around only made it up to number three, but it's a lot better song to me. I like Jump Around better than his solo stuff. And I didn't know this, but I started reading DJ Lethal was in House of Pain, and he ended up going to Limp Bizkit after they broke up. I listened to Limp Bizkit a lot, and I remember DJ Lethal being in there.
That Limp Bizkit's a great band.
Yeah, they were all right. I like Limp Bizkit a lot, despite Fred Durst. I'm not a huge fan of Fred Durst.
No, yeah.
Yeah, House of Pain, Jump Around. I love that song. That's my number two.
They play that song at every home game for University of Wisconsin.
It's a big stadium song.
It is. Yeah. And I know they do it for football. I don't know if they do it for other sports. Is it between the third and fourth quarter?
I don't know. But it gets the crowd going, though.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Okay, so here's, again, my criteria was limiting, but this is an interesting story. So this group is based primarily out of Steubenville, Ohio. So that would be like, 2 hours from where? From Wilmington, Ohio, toward West Virginia. So it borders West Virginia. They were a 1975 cover band. Wild Cherry was their name. They were working 5 and 6 clubs a night just to make like ends meet at this time where music was at the intersection between rock and disco. And a fan told them while they were playing that if they're going to make it, then you better, and I quote, play that funky music, white boy.
Great song.
That's the origin of the song. So they literally turned a fan's shouting suggestion into the 1976 number one single, Play That Funky Music, reached multi-platinum sales. The band was named Best Pop Group of the Year and received an American Music Award for Top R&B Single of the Year, as well as a pair of Grammy nominations for Best New Vocal Group and Best R&B Performance by a Group or Duo. And that was it.
Yeah.
Everything else they ever produced was a complete flop, and they broke up 2 or 3 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, that song's in my playlist. I love that song, too. You have a good list. I don't care what you say.
Thank you. All right. What was your number one?
My number one might be a little controversial, but it's Derek and the Dominoes' Layla.
That's not controversial at all. That's a great song.
A lot of people consider that an Eric Clapton song, but it's a Derek and the Dominoes song. He did write it and sing it for Derek and the Dominoes. Yeah, Layla was my number one. That song's
amazing.
Hold on.
You went over that too quickly. Are you telling me Eric Clapton was a part of, what was the name of the group?
Derek and the Dominoes. It was Eric Clapton's band.
I didn't know that. I always thought it was an Eric Clapton song. I thought when I heard the song when you sent it to me, I thought Eric Clapton might have redone it.
No, it's Derek and the Dominoes was the band, and Eric Clapton was part of the band. And they wrote the song and released it. They only had one album, and it was the only hit off their album. And then when they broke up, years later, Eric Clapton did an unplugged version of the Derek and the Dominoes song, which is really popular, too. Layla is a Derek and the Dominoes song. But anyway, yeah, So Layla from Derek the Dominoes is my number one song. It's actually written. Eric Clapton had a crush on George Harrison's wife.
Really?
And, yeah. And the song's written about her. Her name is Patty Boyd. George Harrison and her end up getting a divorce later on, and Eric Clapton actually married her. But yeah, that's the origin of the song.
You're on fire today. That is a great story. Yeah. Great song. That is not controversial. I don't think, well, let me back up. If that was a number one hit, then I just missed something, because when I established my criteria, that did not come up.
Yeah.
It had to be number two or number three, but great song. Okay. So here's my number one. I'm going to go through the background, and let's see if you're listening, if you can guess who this is. Three-time motocross champion. Was stabbed five times during a scuffle outside of City Lights. Was told by Suge Knight that he would throw him off the 15th floor balcony while they stood on the 15th floor balcony.
Yeah.
Unless he signed the publishing rights to his hit song Over to Suge Knight. He started a reality TV show about renovating homes and authored a book about how to be successful in real estate. His name is Robert Matthew Van Winkle, otherwise known as who, Jason?
No, it's Vanilla Ice.
You got it. I'm trying to get away before the jacks. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They pass me up, can run it all, but don't mean if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ performs it. You know, I don't love the song when it came out. I think we were in middle school. I loved the song when I was like, whatever, 12 or 13. It was hilarious to me. The pants, all that stuff, that he was forced to wear that by some sort of contract. Yeah. Yeah. By some sort of contract he signed. Read the fine print, folks.
What's funny about Vanilla Ice, he did a cover of Play That Funky Music, White Boy. It's horrendous.
Only Vanilla Ice can ruin a classic. All right, Jason, what do we have coming up next?
All right, let me turn the hopper and see what it says. We have Villains.
So that was a recommendation from Clay. Remember? Okay. So one, he had superheroes and then villains. And I remember correctly, we split it in half. And this would be primarily from...
What we're going to say, movie villains.
Yeah, let's narrow it down to movie villains. That makes it a little bit easier.
Okay, now do they have to be a superhero? Or can they be like Jack Nicholson from The Shining?
Ooh, that's an...
Like movie bad guys.
Questions. Let's... Just to narrow it down, I think we go like superhero type movies.
So supervillains.
Supervillains. That's such an important point. Thanks for adding that.
So just movies or TVs too? TV too.
Let's do just movies.
All right. Movie superhero villains.
So an example would be, and I'll give this away, Mr. Glass.
Okay.
From the movie Unbreakable. Awesome. Okay. Perfect.
All right. So we just robbed the hopper, and that means it's the end of our show. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us more than you will ever know. If you have an idea for our next list, please email us at themanchairpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook on our Man Chair Podcast page, or you can find links to everything we own on our little corner of the web, themanchair.com. The Man Chair Podcast is sponsored by Modern Husbands. Go to modernhusbands.com for ideas to manage money and the house as a team.